This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wisconsin's Democratic governor says he's not pleased about it, but President Donald Trump will be visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin today, following violence in the streets there after the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Here's more from correspondent Bob Haig.
Trump plans to tour damage in the city and meet with law enforcement and the National Guard. Trump said he'd not be meeting with the family of Jacob Blake, the black man shot by Kenosha police, because lawyers would be present.
In the nation's capital, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she's worried about the nation descending into a race war. At a news conference yesterday, the Democrat said recent rioting in her city alone could be organized and funded and could amount to domestic terrorism. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Chicago officials will discuss this week possibly giving Emmett Till's South Side home landmark status. The Commission on Chicago Landmarks will be taking up the request on Thursday. The 14-year-old was lynched in Mississippi in 1955 after being accused of offending a white woman in her family's grocery store. His murder propelled the entire civil rights movement. Today is primary day in the state of Massachusetts. The main event there, Congressman Joe Kennedy challenging fellow Democrat Ed Markey for his seat in the U.S. Senate. Kennedy and Markey have spent the last few days seeking out support from people who have not yet cast an absentee ballot. Goats love to eat grass, but one in Alabama is hungry for something new, it seems. A goat's video, it's gone viral, of him eating some mail from someone's mailbox the other day. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The coronavirus has now infected over 6 million Americans. The U.S. just passing that milestone as schools are beginning to reopen, many of them today. And some colleges and universities have reported spikes in cases as students are returning to campuses. Arizona State University reporting yesterday that more than 800 students and staffers have tested positive there. At the University of Alabama, more than 550 students and staffers have tested positive. Northern California's destructive SCU Lightning Complex fire, which is east of San Jose, now 60% contained, holding at 393,000 acres, the second largest wildfire in California history, growing by almost 6,000 acres from Sunday till yesterday. As firefighters were extending their containment lines, the fire has injured at least 5 people. It's destroyed over 36 structures. and more than 50 black former McDonald's franchises are suing the fast food giant in federal court, accusing the company of racial discrimination. The franchisees operated over 200 restaurants, and they accused the company of steering them to operate restaurants in what they called economically depressed communities and dangerous locations. For USA Radio News, I'm...
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. The co-chair of Black Voices for Trump, Pastor Daryl Scott, joins us now. Pastor Scott, honored to have you on the show. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for the invite.
Well, great to have you here to talk about, Joe Biden. The mainstream media is trying to run cover for him, particularly as you write about his disdain for black Americans. Tell our audience what you're seeing here.
Joe Biden's record on race is well documented. It really doesn't take a rocket scientist to discern or to deduce Joe Biden's opinions. And so, you know, right now it seems as if his handlers are trying to discourage him from talking publicly because for whatever reason, you know, we've been talking about Joe's mental decline. His mental decline seems to have affected his filter.
Yes.
The Bible says, out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. His words are coming out of his heart, going straight out of his mouth without being processed through his mind. And every time he does that, he's revealing more and more about his inner character and his inner feelings, especially towards race. He's made some disparaging comments lately, one right after another, so it seems as if they decided this is going to have him on... you know how in the NBA they have minutes restrictions for certain players?
Right.
they have him on a minute restriction for comments that come out of his mouth.
How are they going to control him with a 90-minute debate?
I don't know. Maybe they'll put a wireless earbud in his ear.
Oh,
an electric shock button.
Well, yeah.
They might rig him up, and they could press the button to shock him if he says something, or they could feed him content in his ears for what's to come out of his mouth, because otherwise, that's a crapshoot if it ever was one. Have him up there unfiltered with Donald Trump going after him?
Right.
90 minutes, please.
Well, I've said, Pastor, that Donald Trump needs to be careful to some regard because some people might perceive this as elder abuse. I mean, seriously, because it's just not going to be a fair fight. I mean, let's face it, I mean, it's obvious that Joe Biden's synapses are not firing on all cylinders. I mean, there is something clearly lacking. I mean, to the point that even, you know, the Democratic Party, a growing number of Democrats are saying that he clearly is demonstrating signs of some mental dementia.
Yes, he is. And, you know, we're not trying to mock or ridicule him about that. There's something that a number of Americans suffer for. Heck, let me tell you something. I'm 62 years old. I'm not as sharp as I was at 32 years old. Every now and then, I got to say two or three different names before I get my grandbaby's names right. And so everybody
that's like my dad. My dad, he had nine kids, and he would go.
Yeah.
He would almost have to go down the list, and we had, that's me. You know, you got the right one. You know.
You know, one thing it causes me to reflect and realize even more, the same way we have minimum age requirements in order to run for president, I think that we might have, unless you're an incumbent, that we might have to put in some restrictions against if you're a certain age, you're not allowed to run either. I mean, look at Joe Biden. Right now, he's, what, close to 76 years old or something
right.
like that?
76, yes, exactly.
And he wants to run as a first-time president. If he does two terms, he's 84 years old. Mm. When he's out, when you look at guys like John Lewis that was 80 years old and still trying to run for Congress, there need to be term restrictions in Congress and Senate, and there need to be age restrictions in presidency, not just the minimum age. But a maximum age as well. I mean, Joe, come on, man. Joe, go sit out. You've been in politics for 40 years. You made your mark. You need to go sit down. That's
right.
What you need to do, and watch this from the bleachers.
Well, that's what Barack Obama told him, did he not?
Yeah.
He said, Joe, you don't need to do this.
No, for whatever reason, he's trying to do it. He's certainly not trying to do it because he thinks he can better the country, because he's not even allowed to interact with the media.
Mm-hmm.
He's not allowed to interact with the general public except on a limited basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went and got this. Just shows you the shape of the Democratic Party, that Joe Biden is the only candidate they have that they think has a chance to win.
And then you bring the addition of the party. Exactly. And then you bring Kamala Harris, whose record, her voting record and policy support is so left. I mean, she's left of left, and you bring her into the mix. How is that going to help? And, you know, right now, some are going, uh-oh, because she's not moving the needle. They had hoped that she was going to move the needle on Black America, and she isn't moving it.
No, you know why? Because Kamala Harris is not a newly discovered, quote-unquote, starlet that's going to reinvigorate and energize and revitalize the Democratic Party. She's been around.
Right.
She's not a new unknown commodity. She's a new known commodity that couldn't push the needle or move the needle during the primary.
Exactly.
And so I don't understand why they thought her coming in, I mean, they had that one day of enthusiasm, like, yay, Kamala. Then the next day, reality sunk in.
Right.
And so I really don't understand that choice, why they thought that choice would invigorate the party. They would have been better off choosing Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, Tulsi or from Minnesota, Klobuchar. Either one of those two would have been better choices, but they're not interested in being moderate.
See, Joe painted himself into a corner
mm-hmm.
when he said that he wanted to choose a woman, so that narrowed his field of candidates to one gender, and then he allowed them to pressure him, especially after this George Floyd incident, into naming a Black woman. That narrowed his field of candidates even more, and it set off a search for, you know, I called it token search. I mean, a token Black woman to stand next to Joe Biden, try to help him get the Black vote for no reason other than that. The main qualifications had to be Black female.
Right.
And so right there, I find that somewhat offensive, somewhat demeaning. And it taints any candidates, it taints their resume, it taints their selection because, you know, someone could genuinely look at them and say, well, the only reason you were selected was not because of your acumen, not because of your qualifications. The only reason you were selected was because you're a Black woman.
Exactly.
And he felt that out of all the Black women that were on his list of candidates, you were the one that would most meet the need that they had. It's somewhat demeaning. I wouldn't even put myself into a competition like that. And if Trump did something like that and said, I need a black man, they would call that person a sellout.
Oh, gray matter would be exploding all over the place. But it's really rich, Pastor Scott, that you have a party that speaks of inclusion and racial balance and all this, and they do just the opposite. I mean, and of course, the mainstream media gives them a full pass. You know, people like you and me, we see this. It's so obvious. It really cheapens the position of the vice president and his candidacy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I understand why they won't allow either of them to field questions from the media, because they don't want to answer the tough questions because they have no answer for them. Kamala Harris stood in the primaries, looked Joe Biden in his face, and told him he was a racist. She said she was a victim of his racial experiences, when she was young. She goes on to say that she believed his accuser when they accused him of being a sexual predator. she will have to answer for that. Why would you want to be this man's vice president now after the accusations that you made? They don't want to have to answer those questions. You know,
exactly.
I hear them saying about those on the right, like blacks on the right, Trump, are quote-unquote sellouts. I've been called one of them many a time. But I thought the definition of a sellout was a person who had compromised
yes.
their personal moral convictions for the sake of opportunity, for the sake of gain. That's
exactly.
what he's done.
Right. Got to go to break. We've got more from Pastor Daryl Scott after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in the languages people were born to speak.
As terrorist groups ravage Nigeria, targeting thousands of Christians, believers are clinging to their hope in Christ as the Tide Ministry brings them the gospel in their native languages. The Tide programs encourage listeners with scriptural messages relevant to their circumstances. One program speaker discussed Romans 5:3-5, which says, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Persecuted Christians in Nigeria trust in and live out these words from Paul. The hope of Jesus Christ and presence of the Holy Spirit embolden them to stand for their faith, no matter the cost.
To read more inspiring stories about how Jesus is touching lives through the Tide Radio Ministry in Nigeria, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Ladies and gentlemen, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, and we've got Pastor Daryl Scott with us. Pastor, you've known Donald Trump for a number of years, and, you know, give us some understanding of who Donald Trump is as a man And as a person who is, I think people are very surprised to appreciate that Donald Trump is more spiritual than they realize.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? This country is going to miss him when he's gone. I have a new book out called Nothing to Lose, Unlikely Allies in the Struggle for a Better Black America, that you can pre-order on Amazon.com. It will be out within a month, and it details, I first met Donald Trump in an impromptu prayer meeting. He was considering running for president in 2012, and he requested a mutual friend to gather some preachers that they felt were in contact with God so that we could pray on him, that God would give him the wisdom to make the right decision regarding whether or not to run in 2012. I guess God gave him the wisdom. He didn't run in 2012. He ran in 2016 instead, and he won. I often said it jokingly during the 2016 campaign that Donald Trump couldn't help but to win, because I've never seen any political candidate in any type of election get preyed on as much as I saw him get preyed on. Every time he turned around, Donald Trump was getting preyed on by ministers and men and women of God so that God would, you know, put him in that position. And so he's much more spiritual, but with him being the president of this country, he has learned to guard his words somewhat. If people would sit back and just enjoy this ride, he's not only made America great again, he's made America fun again. You wake up every morning, you want to watch the news because you don't know what he's going to say today.
Exactly.
And you know what? He's a great, great guy. He's the type of guy, president or not, I like him. I like being around him. He's a master at holding court. When he has his rallies, he's simply a big, mass court hold, and he has a lot of self-deprecating humor. And the one thing I like about him, he doesn't take himself too seriously. He takes what he does very seriously. But him as a person, he doesn't take himself too seriously. Once again, he has a lot of self-deprecating humor. He's just a great, great guy, and he's a people person. And America is going to miss him when he's not president anymore. They'll look back in hindsight. History is going to treat him a lot kinder, especially with the number of accomplishments that he has.
Exactly.
Down the line.
Yeah. In the midst of impeachment, Russian collusion, all this interference, I've maintained, Pastor, that if Donald Trump had a little bit of cooperation, our GDP, at least by year two, would have been upwards of 4%. But the Democrats did no favors for the American people whatsoever. This was all done by Donald Trump primarily as the cheerleader, because he even had to rally, the reticent Republican leaders as well, because they weren't sure that Donald Trump had the goods, but he's proven time and again. And this is one thing that I shared with a Tea Party group here recently in Florida. I said, what I appreciate, my takeaway from Donald Trump is that he sits in the truth. You know, it's like the book of Ephesians says, having done all to stand, keep standing, right? And Donald Trump does that. He stands on the truth. I mean, hey, the truth finds itself out, you know, just like when he first said, hey, look, they surveilled me. They wiretapped Trump Tower and all the, you know, the FBI and Comey and, oh, you know, you can't say that. That's not right. And the mainstream media, that's not right. And the whole deal. Well, he didn't use the exact technical terms. The bottom line was Trump Tower was being surveilled by our own government. He was more right than wrong. Just because he used the wrong words, somehow that was a problem.
You're absolutely right. They're trying to micro-analyze every single thing he says and hold him to a standard that they don't hold anyone else to. As you just stated, he said the right thing. He didn't use precise language in saying it, and they're trying to accuse him of being wrong. You know what? He reminds me of a runner in a race that won the race, but he was running with weights on his legs, ankle weights on, and arm weights on, and still found a way to win. They've done everything they can to hinder this presidency, and he's still pushing forward, making accomplishments. And you know what else I like about him? He doesn't let anybody see him sweat. You know, one thing I say about Donald Trump, but I've seen him a lot in public and in private, if he's having or had a bad day, he doesn't let anybody know it. He's able to conceal it very, very well. And they were like nothing, the media were like nothing better than to see him frustrated and see him depressed and see him dejected, and he doesn't allow them to see that. He keeps his game face on because he's a leader. And that's what leaders do. Leaders lead in spite of opposition, in spite of setbacks, in spite of adversity and antagonism. Leaders lead.
Amen.
That's what he's done, and that's what
exactly.
He's doing. He's a leader.
Well, Pastor Scott, the country is in serious peril right now, regardless of Donald Trump. It has a heart issue, a moral issue, that it needs to reconcile with God Almighty. Because that is the foundation. It is the basis of our Constitution, the basis of the American dream and our way of life. If we do not reconcile with God, we're in trouble no matter what. What do you say?
You're absolutely right. I mean, the Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. This country needs to reconcile with God, or the remnant of believers that are in this country need to continue to pray even more. I thank God we do have a president that respects Christianity, that endorses and advances Christianity in this country. I thank God for that. I shudder to think if some of these other people had been in office, we would be in a lot worse shape than we are. But, yes, there needs to be wide-scale repentance on behalf of this nation or any other nation.
Exactly.
To reconcile with the Lord. But there's still a remnant. And as long as there's a remnant in this country, we're the salt of the earth, we're the light of this world. Salt is a preservative in ancient times, and we are the believing presence in this nation. We're still the leading Christian nation on the face of the planet Earth. We're still the number one disseminators of the gospel of Jesus Christ on this planet Earth. We're still the largest Bible-producing nation that promotes and distributes the Word of God on this planet Earth. And so God's hand is still on us.
Yeah.
Because he has a believing remnant here. But the nation in mass as a whole is endeavoring to be led away by its leadership from God. And the leadership needs to repent, or the leadership needs to be removed to get godly leadership in place that will steer this nation in the right.
Well, I've been praying that we would realize what I call a Nineveh moment. You know, just like when Jonah went to Nineveh, taking a harsh message to the leadership. Thank God they received it, and repentance fell upon the country of Nineveh, and that's what I look forward to. A lot of people are saying we're praying for revival, but I said you have to have repentance before revival, and you know, we need to be targeted to that focus, and you know, for a time such as this. Otherwise, you know, heaven help us. But you know, for people of faith. Pastors, you know, we win either way, because, you know, if this country goes to hell in a handbasket, then what Billy Graham said in terms of America being in the last of the last days, and you know, he rarely spoke about anything other than evangelism. He very rarely, you know, went into the waters of the prophetic. But for him to make that statement, you know, I thought was quite notable.
Yeah, absolutely right. I'm in total agreement with you. But once again, as long as we have this remnant, as we have some believers here, we can hold back the forces of the enemy from having free course and free reign in our country.
Pastor Daryl Scott, an honor to have you with us. You're always welcome. If there's anything I can do to support your efforts and come alongside what you're doing for, you know, the remnant and people of faith, I'm with you 100%.
Well, thank you very much. I want to encourage your audience to follow me on Twitter, at Pastor D. Scott. And also, once again, if you can, I'll get a shameless plug in.
No, go for it.
Brand new book, Nothing to Lose, Unlikely Allies in the Struggle for a Better Black America. It gives a lot of behind-the-scenes details and conversations regarding between Donald Trump and myself from the time I met him until now. And it has a lot of behind-the-scenes stories regarding people in the Trump orbit, like Michael Cohen and Omarosa, some previously unrevealed conversations and things like that. I think it'll be a very interesting read.
I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it. Pastor Scott, take care. Be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them.
we will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wisconsin's Democratic governor says he's not pleased about it, but President Donald Trump will be visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin today, following violence in the streets there after the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Here's more from correspondent Bob Haig.
Trump plans to tour damage in the city and meet with law enforcement and the National Guard. Trump said he'd not be meeting with the family of Jacob Blake, the black man shot by Kenosha police, because lawyers would be present.
In the nation's capital, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she's worried about the nation descending into a race war. At a news conference yesterday, the Democrat said recent rioting in her city alone could be organized and funded and could amount to domestic terrorism. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Victor Davis Hanson joins us now, author of The Case for Trump. Victor, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's talk about the takeaways of this Democratic National Convention, virtual that it is. What are we to make of this?
Well, it's hard to make anything because what people are concerned about was never mentioned. And by that I mean their major cities are scenes of destruction, war zones. Nothing was mentioned about million-dollar mile looting when people came in the view halls to haul off Gucci products and stuff like that, or people trying to burn alive police in a precinct in Portland. Mm. That 700 policemen injured, $10 billion worth of damage. And so the subtext is that they find that violence helpful for a scene of chaos and anarchy for the election. They can blame on Donald Trump, but not a word about that. Not a word about what their policy is. I want to know whether they're going to continue the wall, stop it, tear it down, open borders. We have some commercials that I think count about illegal immigration that kind of backfired when we had a very empathetic family. But basically the message is, if you have a serious health problem in Mexico, you're wise to cross illegally the border, come into the United States, and then demand free health care for your child.
Exactly.
I don't know how we're going to do that with 80 million people across the border if they were all to do what the Democrats suggested people do. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're out of touch. And then it was kind of ironic. I don't know if you felt that way or the viewers did, but here was Elizabeth Warren talking about indigenous people in a Native American council.
And it's so rich with irony. It's hysterical.
It is.
Yeah.
And then there was Barack Obama, who organized from the Oval Office the destruction of a political campaign, the destruction of the transition, the destruction of the presidency, and destroyed a national security advisor by illegal surveillance and destroyed the integrity of a vice accord. And here he's talking about constitutionalism from Philadelphia. And then we had Bill Clinton the night before talking about behavior and codes of conduct in the Oval Office. And I don't know, when you put all that together, it doesn't make very good sense.
Yeah. Could you imagine if a Will? Could you imagine if a Will Rogers was around today, what he would do with that material?
Yeah, and I think it's because there was one other thing too. I think he'd be have a rich source of material, but I think everybody kind of picked up on it. I thought because they claim that the Reuters or political polls, they're always accurate. So I thought they would be ebullient and they would say, you know what, this is going to be a blowout. But it wasn't. It was this paranoia. Get out and vote, 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 vote. You got to vote, vote. They're going to steal this, the post office, that. You got to vote, vote. You get the impression that when they look at these internal state polls, and there was one out today in Trafalgar poll that had, it's a Republican internal poll, but it looked like Minnesota was dead even. So I think they've looked at polls and they thought, you know what? We have an enthusiasm gap on our side.
Without a
trajectory.
Doubt.
Mm-hmm. The trajectory is as our pollsters look at November, the news cycle's not good for us, and they're really scared. There was a sense of terror in this whole thing.
Well, no bump from Kamala Harris.
No bump at all, and I think that's another sign that they went the whole 120% identity politics. So they wanted to say every word was race, 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 and they identified people primarily by their superficial appearance, but apparently is essential to who we are rather than incidental. Mm-hmm. And it gives good opportunity for Donald Trump to say we're Americans first and we identify by tribe second. We believe in integration, intermarriage, assimilation, and one America, but that's not the message the Democrats conveyed. And when Obama and Harris talk about race, 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 and Michelle Obama says to the nation that black man can't walk out without being killed, when there were 9 people last year and maybe 9 already this year that were killed by police that were unarmed, that were African American, far less than the number of whites. But if you look at the people who have been killed in the demonstration, there are far more whites that were killed through violence that was allowed to go unchecked than
Well, the numbers can't. Yeah, I was going to say the numbers can't support that lie. I mean, that is far from the truth, and it just race baits. That's all it does. I want to go back to what you talked about earlier in terms of the wall. Of course, you've heard that Steve Bannon, leaders of We Build the Wall campaign, charged with fraud by the federal prosecutors, Democrats, of course, in New York City. Interesting, the timing that's taken place, right?
Well, it is. It's interesting also because we had just been told the Lincoln Project, who made an appeal for funding to run ads and information about Trump's violation of constitutional principles, had used almost over 90% of the funding for their own cronies and their family members, and they had not spent the money as promised. And so far, those same prosecutors haven't said anything about this Never Trump but left-wing funded organization. So, yeah, it was a completely political ploy to distract, from the Trump message and say that he's got a bunch of cronies all around him, even though Bannon hasn't been there in years.
Yeah, on its surface, it looks pretty pedestrian, and it's politically driven, no doubt whatsoever. The other thing I wanted to bring out was what Ocasio-Cortez had tweeted out. A lot of people missed this, and of course, the mainstream media is not about to report on it because it went up, and then her handler said, no, you better take that down. But this was her tweet. She said, it's vital that governors maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November elections, because economic recovery will help Trump be reelected. A few business closures or job losses is a small price to pay to be free from his presidency. That's from AOC.
Yeah, that's been a common, nothing she says is original. So she's just channeling things that have been in the trafficked in the left for a year. Remember, Bill Maher said, I'd be willing to put up with a recession if he could just get rid of Trump. And people said, well, millions of people would be, well, it would be worth it. And that's their idea of sort of, we want chemotherapy to kill the patient. We don't care about the problem. And that's how they view Trump. And they're not going to talk about that. AOC has a unique ability, though, inadvertently, to telling us what what the real democratic or left wing, it's not democratic, but progressive or social agenda really is. All members of the squad do.
Right, and that's what I've maintained. They self-indict is what I call them. All you have to do is, you know, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, you just listen. And they reveal their true intent, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And I think, again, getting back to this idea, they're afraid there's all of these strange outline polls. You know, there's the Daily Express poll. There's the CNN poll. There's these state polls. And they show that the race is actually within the margin of error. People just can't believe that the Wall Street Journal or NBC would be wrong again. And then you see gun sales are at record, or the NBA ratings are at all-time low, or the DNC ratings are even worse than they thought. And you think, what are the people who are quiet so far trying to tell us? And I think that they just can't believe that 2016 could ever happen again. And yet, if you look at where we were in 2016, where we are now, in fact, Trump is better funded. He's not as far back as he was. I don't think there's an Access Hollywood moment coming up in October. So he's in much better shape, and yet we're told that it can't happen again. And for all Hillary's problems, she was able to finish the sentence and meet with reporters and show up for a debate. I don't think Biden will be able to do that. I think that's the next story, that Zoom works so well, we're told, that he's going to be able to do it from his house, and he'll have a Zoom computer screen and a big teleprompter behind it. And I think that's what we're looking at for the debate.
I think that's a good point. That's the only way that he can even possibly survive a debate with Donald Trump, right?
No, I don't think he can. I don't think he can. I don't think that he can get out and campaign and fly to one tarmac to the next tarmac and get out, even stand on the plane and impromptu ad hoc speak to a crowd and get back in the plane, go to the next stop. I don't think that he can meet with a group of reporters without the scripted questions. I don't think he can take calls from people and have them recorded. All the things that candidates traditionally do, even at time of mass quarantine, he's not able to do it. I think Trump really needs to maybe quite modulate his message. Instead of saying, you know, Sleepy Joe, he needs to say, this is very serious.
Yes.
And I have a lot of empathy for Joe Biden, because everybody is capable in their senior years of experiencing these bouts of cognitive challenges.
Exactly.
But Joe, you really do need help. I'm here, you know, rather than just to ridicule, because I think he's not.
He's got to be careful. I agree.
He has to.
Yeah, we got to go to break. We've got more from Victor Davis Hanson after this. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by Regeneron. While life may feel different, monitoring your vision and attending eye care visits deemed necessary by your doctor remain essential. Blurry vision and worsening eyesight are just some symptoms that could be a sign of retinal diseases, like wet age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, or diabetic macular edema. Be proactive in your eye care and contact your eye doctor. Dr. Alan Ho, certified ophthalmologist and director of retina research at Wills Eye Hospital.
Eye care is essential, and it is critical to protect your vision. Retinal diseases can continue to progress with few symptoms and may lead to vision loss or even blindness. Retina specialists and eye care providers across the country are taking extra precautions to help keep you safe with sanitizing routines, face masks, social distancing, and reduced waiting room numbers. I encourage everyone to feel empowered to speak with their eye care team on how to safely manage eye health during this time.
Visit looktoyourfuture.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Thank you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you, and we're back with Victor Davis Hanson, the American classicist, and the Ellie Anderson Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institute. He continues with us and our conversation regarding... I've maintained, Victor, that President Trump needs to be careful because in a debate, if he's too harsh, it could be perceived as some form of elder abuse.
I agree. I think one thing that gives me some hope is that his new medical advisor, Scott Atlas, he's a colleague of mine at Hoover. I've known him. He's top rate. I mean, he's not only a scientist and an epidemiologist and a radiologist and a cancer specialist and a health policy expert, but he's savvy politically. I can tell you he's well aware that he's advising everybody on medical issues that transcend just COVID. And one of the big ones is, how do we deal with a candidate, an opponent, who has severe mental challenge? And we got to be very careful about that.
And also, he's got to be careful with Kamala Harris because of the racial sensitivity, right?
Yeah, I mean, you saw that her speech was basically saying, you read between the lines, that I grew up as an upper middle class daughter of two professionals, both with PhDs, who were upper middle class, and I had a pretty privileged childhood, and de facto, because I'm half African American, half Indian American, I'm a victim. And I struggled, and I'm a victim, and I'm a victim, and I'm a victim. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't say that unless she thinks that the upside is greater than the downside. And maybe some of us think, well, that's preposterous. And then she's made a lot of slights unfair, I think, against her own father. Mm-hmm. And she's basically implied last night that he abandoned her, and her mother had to work, and had no support. And from what we can tell, the father was very upset. He had been supporting them. He's a colleague at Stanford University. He was an expert in Jamaica and Caribbean economics and financial structures, and he was very successful. And I think he paid all of his obligations to his children, but made it look like she was abandoned by this runaway dad, and her mother worked X number of jobs. So that was thematic of the whole Democratic effort. It's always to make somebody a victim of a harsh society run by rich people, and this argument is always given to us by rich people. That's what's so striking. Biden's a millionaire.
Yeah,
the Obamas are multi.
Right, exactly. And his kids have done very well, thank you very much, traveling on the people's plane to do business, which is amazing that it's taken this long to figure this out. Judicial Watch reported that, Hunter Biden was on Air Force Two with his father over 800 times, Victor. Over 800 times.
I mean, well, you just have to ask her, what was the purpose of that? His foreign policy expertise, his financial acumen, why would you bring him along? What asset was he to there was no asset other than enriching the Biden family.
Exactly, and their foundation, because we know foundations run deep in the Obama administration, whether it's Obama himself. Certainly the Clinton Foundation is infamous, and we've yet to really get down to, the foundational issues. Here is someone who says repeatedly that they were dead broke when they left the White House, and then we found out also that Bill Clinton made a ton of money selling pardons in the final days of his administration.
Yeah, we know that from Mark Rich and his wife. We knew that they left. They said they were broke, and 10 years later, they were worth and reported $100 million.
And this is the Democratic Party, and we want them back in control again. Why? I mean, it wasn't that long ago when this nation was so distressed on every issue, race issues. I mean, Barack Obama and others try to claim that, and John Kerry, I mean, his statement about our international standing and how they stopped Iran from going nuclear. Really? You're serious?
Yeah, that was very interesting. We have a lot of foreign visitors that come into the Hoover Institution, and journalists, officials, and I always try to, to have long conversations with them. And I can assure you that what they tell you is, officially, we don't like Trump because he hasn't given us what we want. Unofficially, we admire him because he is dealing with a lot of issues that nobody wants to talk about. Exactly. And we were kind of, and what if the NATO country, they kind of sigh, we weren't paying our fair share. Mm-hmm. If it's Japan or South Korea, they say, you know what, we depend on that nuclear umbrella and we depend on U.S. forces. And we please, please don't ever be like Obama and sort of wink and nod that you might not check Chinese power. And if we're Greece, we're scared to death of Turkey. We don't believe he's the bridge. And you say, well, why do you not say that? And they say, well, because the international community is all left wing. But they, there's no debate about it. They're much happier that Donald Trump is president, whether it's killing Soleimani or Baghdadi or getting rid of ISIS or isolating Iran, whatever it is, they know what's going on. But what's frustrating is they will tell you face to face, I would never say that. Do not quote me. I'd be destroyed if I were to say that.
Exactly. Because I think in our heart of hearts, regardless of political bent, there is some thread of fairness and morality that hits our conscience from time to time. Is there not?
I think there is. I think people realize that you can't just go on CNN or MSNBC or NPR or PBS or the major networks and just say all of this stuff. Russia collusion, walls are coming in with, bombshell coming, Trump Jr. will be in jail all day long, and then all of a sudden say, that whole narrative is now inoperative. Now it's one phone call sold us out to Ukraine, and then the next day it's Trump is Typhoid Mary. No, he's Herbert Hoover. No, he's O'Connor. And I think after a while, people just tune it out, and I think that's what's happening.
Well, you lose credibility, and that's the thing that's beyond me, is like a guy like Eric Swalwell or Adam Schiff, how do you go to them for any kind of commentary? Donna Brazile never came back and said, hey, look, I messed up. I'm sorry. I hope you'll forgive me, and be able to stand on some sort of refreshed credibility. I have a hard time listening to her in much the same way Susan Rice, I can't listen to.
I can't listen to Donna Brazile. As soon as I see her on TV, I say, in 1988, you were fired by the Dukakis campaign for peddling a rumor that George H.W. Bush was having an ongoing affair. Remember that?
Yes. Fess up.
And then you were fired again for leaking questions as a CNN analyst to the Clinton campaign. And now you're here, and then you denied that. You said you didn't do it. And then you apologize. And now you're back up here asserting something. you're absolutely right. Susan Rice 5 times in one day.
Yeah.
Remember, it wasn't just about Benghazi. Later on, she lied about that she got rid of the weapons of mass destruction, that Bo Bergdahl has served with distinction. And she went on and on and on. And mm-hmm. you can't, she had no credibility. So all of these people don't have any credibility. And I think, you know, I guess the big question of this campaign is everybody has a sense, a fifth sensory perception that something is going on in the country, that people are slowly getting sick of this. They don't want the cancel culture. They don't want statues taken down in the middle of the night. They don't want luxury stores, even luxury stores. The middle class does not want destroyed. They're tired of this race stuff. And nobody knows how big or when it will be expressed. But the Democrats, more than anyone, are terrified of it. And they sense it.
And the thing is, there's a clear delineation, Victor Davis Hanson, between red states and blue states. It's undeniable.
It is. It is. And I just talked to some people affiliated with the Hoover Institution, and they were just telling me that all the people that they know are leaving San Francisco. They can't park their car because they're broken into periodically or habitually, and the police will not respond. They can't walk on the sidewalks because they're afraid of tracking human feces into their homes. Mm. They are worried about Antifa, their stores boarded up everywhere. And they say, you know, in the world of Zoom, I don't have to put up with this anymore.
Exactly.
They're moving. And maybe it'll be a good thing because Vince will go down and people, the Democrats want the underclass to have equity. So maybe they can buy these homes at cut rate prices in places like New York or Chicago or San Francisco. I'm all for it. And let them have their utopian dreams.
Meanwhile, the California politicians are freaking out and seeing all this money heading to the exit, and they're trying to pass a bill right now that says if you leave the state, we're going to continue to bill you for the next 10 years because you made that business in the state of California. I think that's quite
weird. They are.
Yeah.
And they're telling us they're going to have top rates at 16% they want. They want a wealth tax that states aflame. And they're telling us that we always had enough power. Suddenly we don't have enough power. For some reason, when it's smoky, solar panels don't give us enough power. We shut down natural gas, clean burning plants. They always trash hydroelectric is not really green. And now they're desperately emptying the reservoirs to generate clean so-called hydropower, and the reservoirs are empty because they let 50 million acres out to the sea, on and on. And this summer here in this state, with smoke and fire and shortage of water and brownouts and blackouts, is really the culmination of the Paris Accord New Green Deal vision. When everybody looks at this state, the Democrats should be very careful when they say, as Mike Bloomberg and others, California is a model.
It is a model of disaster. Less than a minute left. Victor Davis Hanson, real quick, you mentioned NATO. Goodbye to Germany, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Germany's an ally and all that, but it's an unsustainable situation when 50% of the country has a negative view of the United States, 50% want our troops out, 25% see the relation as helpful. They cut a $10 billion deal with Putin. We have 36,000 troops. We moved out 12 is all we moved out to frontline places, mostly, but it could be better used. And we're supposed to feel that somehow 75 years after World War II, 4 decades after the end of the Cold War, we're supposed to feel that that's wrong or isolation. So it was long coming, the recalibration. I think it's going to continue. And the Germans better be very careful because there's no public support anymore.
Victor Davis Hanson, always a joy. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is